If there's one thing we know on this show, it's that Jeremy's are talented. And that's especially true with our next guest, Jeremy Roenick. You know him, hockey legend himself. He's joining us on the line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. And you are right. Jeremy's are talented. Very biased on that point.
That is not fake news. I will confirm that. And, you know, honestly, we're celebrating 13 years on the radio this month. We're going to have to look. I don't think we've had another Jeremy on the show, so please don't upstage me, okay? I need this gig. All right?
I'll try my best.
I mean, obviously hockey is your thing, and we'll talk about that in a second, but, you know, you've spent a lot of time living everywhere. You know, you've played with teams all over, Chicago, Philly, but Arizona is home. And just a quick shout out to our friends listening on KWSS in Scottsdale. So what is it about Arizona that keeps you there and your heart there?
I think a lot of things. I think number one, it's the way of life. It really takes it down a notch in terms of the hustle and the bustle. The people are so laid back and so nice. I mean, I think being an outdoor place like Arizona, the weather is just spectacular through pretty much 9 months out of the year. And you know, even the summers aren't bad. Once you're there, you get used to the heat. You understand when you can go out, when you can play golf. And so, you know, the summers have kind of grown on us also. But, you know, the cost of living is extremely affordable. And you know what? For these towns, Scottsdale, the food, the nightlife, the things that you can do on a daily basis, there's never a lack of ideas or times when you're sitting around saying, what should we do? I mean, it's just it's a real fun place to live.
Let's talk about the weather. You mentioned 9 months out of the year. Now, me being a Winnipegger, unfavorable weather is winter. So you're saying that the 3 months there is the heat?
Is the heat, yeah. You get through June, July, and August. You know, it gets a little hot, but I think, you know, everybody says, oh, yeah, sure, that if it's 110, dry heat doesn't matter. But it really, you know, the dry heat does have an effect on the way you feel. You can get in the shade, and literally it'll drop, you know, 4 or 5 degrees, which will make it feel so much more comfortable. You know, you're in the pool, you get out, you're actually kind of cold when you get out of the pool at 100, 105 degree temperature. So, you know, it's kind of unique, but, you know, I'd rather take the heat than take the frigid cold, to tell you the truth.
Right. Well, and I'm laughing, though. Of course, August being one of the hottest months, that's a great time to have a hockey school. And we'll get to that in a second. But it does seem funny, though, going from such a cold sport to the desert. Tell me about that. Do you prefer the cold or do you prefer the heat? You don't want extreme cold, but do you like a bit of snow?
Well, I get my share in New York because I work in New York, so I get my season changes. But when I was traded to Phoenix in 1997, my wife Tracy and I absolutely fell in love with the weather, fell in love with the climate, and we'll never move back East Coast. So we won't move to a cold place again. I think we've come to really enjoy being outdoors and, mm-hmm. and doing things, you know, being able to plan outdoor things weeks in advance, knowing it's not going to rain. That's another great thing that Arizona allows you to do. So, you know, it's definitely now my home. Yeah, I'm born and raised in Boston, so I've had my share of snow and cold. And you know, when you get beat up like I did over 20 years playing in the National Hockey League, the muscles and the bones enjoy the warm weather way better than the cold, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's talk hockey then, because from what I understand at a Coyotes game, lots of Winnipeg representation. So if I go to the game, I'm going to see a lot of Winnipeg jerseys, is that right?
Well, you'll see a lot of Winnipeg fans, seeing as the Coyotes moved from Winnipeg.
Right.
To Phoenix back in 96, and became, you know, was probably a very sad day in Winnipeg. So you did have a lot of Winnipeg fans fly down, mm-hmm. To, you know, to take vacations to watch their old team. But there's a lot of snowbirds that come from the Winnipeg area and the Canadian, you know, pretty much the Canadian Calgary and Vancouver. So it's a nice getaway for sure in the wintertime.
And hockey is really picking up in a lot of the states, especially like in the southern states. And, you know, we mentioned that you've got a hockey school this summer in the Valley, right?
Yes, I have my first hockey school in Arizona is the first week of August. And you can go on our website, jrhockeyschool.com or jeremyronickhockeyschool.com and sign up. We have... we have a kids group. It's going to be three days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have kids from 7 to 15, and then we have an adult group, which is always a lot of fun. So we'll do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where adults will come out, skate for about an hour and a half, and then play a game. And then afterwards, usually myself and the crew, we usually have some celebrity guests, some special guests go out and, you know, tip a couple Coors Lights back and tell a lot of stories and have some fun. But, you know, my camp is very unique because I am on the ice every minute of every day. It's not like it's my camp and I show up just to sign autographs. So,
right.
You know, I have hands-on with the kids in terms of, you know, teaching them, showing them what to do, and they get a lot of attention, which is really important to me. So, you know, I'm very proud of it. And this one at the Ice Den, in early August, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I would hope that if you're listening to this, or you have a young kid that wants to start hockey or is playing hockey, let me show them a little bit how to get it done in August. It'd be great.
Do you have any references that we could just check? Or no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know what you're doing. You know it.
Yeah, actually, right now would probably be tough. You know, I don't skate too often right now, but I'll know it when I see it.
Okay. All right. Now, actually, let me ask you, because I know in Canada, hockey is sort of everybody's game. It's instilled in you, you know, when you're a kid. Are you seeing more kids or adults getting involved in hockey now in Arizona? What's the demographic?
Yeah, I think Arizona's become a really good place for hockey. Since the Coyotes came, we started, you know, we built new rinks, started new programs. I mean, obviously, one of the best players in the National Hockey League, Austin Matthews, grew up in Scottsdale and grew up playing at the Coyote Ice Den. Actually played with my son growing up. Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk, all these kids have come through the Scottsdale Coyote program. So, and you know, the men's leagues are, you can't get ice with the men's leagues because they go till, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock at night just playing. So it's a very, very popular sport in Scottsdale.
It's really cool. Okay, so finally then, give me some dirt on Phoenix and Scottsdale. What would be, you know, your two or three must-dos while in the area?
Well, I'm a big hiker, and my wife and I are big hikers, and if you like tough hikes, you got to go. For me, I used to live on Camelback Mountain, so to go up and hike Camelback Mountain, and that for me is a great workout. And once you get to the top, is one of the most spectacular views that you can get in all of Phoenix, to tell you the truth. So,
okay.
Camelback Mountain's a big. Even if you don't want to do Camelback Mountain, you can do Pike. You can do Pinnacle Peak, which is up north, a little bit easier, but still very scenic. So for me, the hiking is really good. I mean, it's unquestionably one of the best places for golf in America, I think.
Okay.
True North, I believe, is probably one of the best public golf courses that will test every ounce of your game. And I did something a few years ago that I totally loved, is going out on four-wheelers. They have these four-wheeler tour places that you can get singles or doubles and literally ride for hours and hours out in the dirt paths through the desert. And, you know, you see the desert wildlife, the desert plant life. It's really, really a fun thing to do. So those are a couple of the things that I like to do. And if you get bored in Scottsdale, just get in the car and drive to Sedona and see probably one of the most beautiful arrangements of rocks and mountain ranges and rock formations. That, you know, it's very very holistic, and it's Sedona's one of the most beautiful places in the world. So you got a lot to do in Arizona, for sure.
Lots of options. And finally, give me one word to describe Don Cherry. Our Canadian friends understand that question. All right.
Very unique.
One of a kind. Once again, give us that website address for the hockey school.
So it's jrhockeyschool.com or jeremyronickhockeyschool.com. So early August, I think it's 3, 4, and 5 of this year. So it'll be a lot of fun. JRHockeyschool.com.
All right. Well, the other superstar, Jeremy, thanks for joining us and the Arizona tips. Appreciate your time.
I love it. I hope whoever comes has a blast.